This is Chris motherfucking Johnson. I'm going to give you a Finley update. Update on my cat Finley. He's doing well. He's, I don't know, about fucking 10 feet from me right now. Munching on some fancy feast. He's got some wet food. He's gotten really fucking picky in his old age. This fat fuck, although he's not fat anymore, he's like fucking 10 pounds. But he used to be a fat fuck. He used to be like over 20 some odd pounds. He used to eat all the fucking time. Did not matter. He did not give a fuck. But like when they're older, his brother Simon was like that too when he was still around. The older they get, the more fucking finicky they get, and the more annoyed I get. Especially since I knew that there were fucking bottomless pits when they were younger. Like assholes, you used to eat fucking everything. I remember occasions when I would fucking wake up in the morning. This is at my old apartment. It was a kind of a small cramped place, the place I lived in before here. So I didn't have a place in the cupboard for everything. So sometimes I just left the cat treats out on like this cabinet in the living room or like on top of the freezer. I got like a fucking box freezer. And one morning my ass woke up and the fucking thing of treats was on the ground. It was open and all the fucking treats were gone. Now I can fucking like put treats in the ground and he'll sniff them. Maybe he'll eat some of them. I don't know. So I've been giving him like the gravy fancy feast because like he'll definitely lick up the gravy. So like I know he'll be like taking something in. He'll eat some of the fucking like meat too, but like he will 100% lick the fucking gravy up. So like I'm at the point where like, you know what? If you just want to eat gravy, I don't give a fuck if you eat gravy. It's better than having like the normal fancy feast where like he eats some of it or maybe just takes a couple bites. At least this, he's licking up gravy. It's a fucking gravy lover's fancy feast. It's filled with fucking gravy. Take a fucking shot of gravy for all I care. So the big issue that they found among potential other things, because he's a fucking old man, like maybe kidney stuff or all that fucking shit. He's not diabetic like his brother was. So I don't have to worry about that. But constipation. He was getting all fucking blocked up, and I noticed that shit before I took him in. He was getting all fucking blocked up, so he couldn't poop. He couldn't shit like his logs. He would have like a bunch of shit logs in there. He couldn't fucking shit them out. They didn't give me any medication for him, but they were like, listen, we gave him these enemas and shit. If he still fucking struggles, you can give him Miralax. The fucking human constipation medicine. You know Miralax? It's got like the fucking purple top. That's how the vet described it to me too. He's like, yeah, it's the Miralax purple top. Big purple thing. You can give them the fucking Miralax. And, you know, in the discharge notes, there's like all these fucking notes in there. Like, hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Stuff I don't really care about. Like, hey, we took him in this time. We did this and this and that. I mean, stuff I care about. But like, at this point, it's not relevant anymore. But like, the Miralax stuff is relevant. They're like, look, if he's eating normally and still having trouble pooping, you can give him, you know, it's like an eighth of a teaspoon or something, a Miralax like twice a day. So I've been like fucking mixing and matching these goddamn doses. So I can't exactly ask him, like, how's your shit feeling today? How's your fucking tum? I was talking to my cousin about this at a recent family party. He's like, it fucking sucks when animals get old because they can't fucking talk to you. He works in like research and some shit where they're like, hey, like, here's a fucking medication that's helping people lose weight. And he'll fucking like give it to people and like he'll fucking track the results and shit. He's like, if I'm fucking talking to people, like they can tell me how they fucking feel. If I give them some fucking medication, they can say, this makes me feel like this. He's like, but if you're dealing with a cat or a dog, they can't fucking tell you anything. They just like look at you and want pets and shit. Like they don't know, or they know, but they can't fucking tell you. They just meow and bark. Finley can't talk to me about the consistency of his shits, but he shit some logs recently and I got super fucking excited. So I'm like, great, we're going to keep you on the fucking Miralax. But then like, it started getting like too liquidy. Like, God fucking damn it. Now I'm like a fucking mad scientist with this fucking Miralax. Like, do you need it twice a day? Do you need it once a day? How many fucking times a day? Oh, that was a fucking just plop of liquid shit. Not quite diarrhea, but not fucking, like, this is not the firmness I'm looking for. I'm studying the firmness of fucking cat shit now. That's where I'm at in my life. I'm tired of checking his anus. Although the anals look fine. You might not know what the fuck I'm talking about, but they look fine. No anal problems. But now, you know, fucking with them for a little bit. Twice a day is too much. That was like the initial recommendation. So I backed them off to once a day. And we're still kind of liquidy here. So now I'm going to try like every other day and just see how it goes. Like, how's your shit today, bro? But he's doing well, man. 2 weeks. Well, it's more than 2 weeks. And he's doing good. When I took his brother Simon to the vet the last time, he was having bathroom problems too, but this was a situation where he just fucking couldn't do anything. And then his back legs, Simon was a mess. It was time, he couldn't walk anymore and his back legs were shot. It happened like super rapidly, like the vet said. He's like, it's gonna go downhill fucking quick if and when it happens. So like, you know, it sucked. I miss Simon, I love him. But like, it was time for him. But I took him to the vet like a couple days before I eventually had to put him down. And you know, they do the thing and they're like, well, try this, this, and this, and this will probably work. And then like, you know, his legs just give up and don't work. And it's like, fuck. You know, only lasted like 3 days. And really, he probably could have lasted less than that, but we just couldn't get him in. But Finny's good. You know how I know he's good? Because he's pissing me off. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. An annoying Simon and Finley are a healthy Simon and Finley. When Simon stopped pissing me off is when I started getting worried. I started getting sad. Like, motherfucker, why don't you piss me off again? Why don't you fucking meow at me for no goddamn reason? Could you do that, please? Lately, Finley's been spending a ton of time in the living room. It's cool. I know where he's at. When I'm working, I can fucking see him. I can fucking talk to him and shit. I can bitch to him about my fucking troubles. If I'm playing video games, like, motherfucker, you see that motherfucker? I'm playing Mortal Kombat Online, this red bastard, Finn. He's using the same move over and over, goddamn it. That's horse shit. Another thing I really like about cats is all my life, when I would fucking go apeshit about fucking anything, the cats don't care. They might look at me quizzically, but like when I've had dogs, like I'll be like, motherfucker. The dogs are like, whoa, what the fuck? Did I do something? They get like all scared and shit. Mindy, I'm watching a baseball game. It's okay. I want that guy to score. Like, I'm just getting excited. And then she'll roll and show me her belly. Mindy was a good pooch. I loved her. But anyway, that's where we're at with Finn. He's on Miralax. And he's doing well. And I hope he continues to do well. And we'll fucking see. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode's come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever fucking podcasting sites you want, I guess. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. Website, app, take your fucking pick. Twitter, Johnson Hates You. Facebook timeline, if you're into that shit. And if you're into me, my fucking face videos, that is at Instagram, maybe the number 5 minutes.